Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chovot HaLevavot teaches us a concept in Perek Gimel of the Shara Bitachon that if we would internalize, would save us from possibly years of pain and heartache. He writes, "It is impossible for a person to be helped or harmed by another individual unless it was decreed by Hashem first." Which means, if we are ever negatively affected by somebody else, we are to view that person as a puppet acting on behalf of Hashem. How much heartache do we bring upon ourselves from having negative feelings towards others? People feel insulted, taken advantage of, ignored, and they build up negative feelings towards those who have caused them that pain, and they carry it around with them wherever they go. Sometimes that burden becomes extremely heavy to carry. All of that negativity, which causes so much stress, we bring upon ourselves voluntarily. If we would internalize the words of the Chovot HaLevavot, we can unburden ourselves and live free of negative feelings. Someone told me he had been harboring hatred for someone for over 20 years, and it became too overbearing for him. When he finally forgave the person and hugged him, he said he felt like the world was being lifted off of his shoulders. He became carefree. So what do we have to believe practically that will give us this benefit? If a person was walking and tripped on a rock and fell and scraped himself, he'll most probably just get up, dust himself off, and continue walking like before. But what if, while walking, another man that he knew stuck his leg out and tripped him, and he fell the same way, scratching himself? He would most likely get up this time with his blood boiling and scream in a rage at the one who tripped him. He would feel bad about what happened, and he might not talk to that man for an extended period of time. But in truth, we are to believe that there is no difference between tripping on the rock or being tripped by the other person. Both are coming from the same Hashem. It is true that a person is not allowed to trip his friend, and his sin is between him and Hashem. But as far as we are concerned, he was nothing more than a rock. Someone once asked me, "I do believe when a person harms me that it came from Hashem. I knew it was going to happen no matter what, but I'm still angry at him because it bothers me that he was the one who chose to do it. How do I get over that?" And I replied, the Gemara tells us, when something bad happens to a person, he is supposed to thank and praise Hashem for that the same way he would when something good happens. How come? Because when something that appears to be bad happens, it is not bad at all. It is actually the greatest thing that could have possibly happened. Hashem only does what's absolutely the best for us. If we would know, let's say, what falling on the floor and scraping ourselves accomplished, we would be dancing with joy and praising Hashem to no end after it happened. We have no idea what afflictions save us from or how they help our souls. So the Gemara tells us, trust that whenever anything happens, whether it seems positive or negative, it was the best possible thing for us. So if my friend was the one who caused the harm against me, how could I be angry at him? He just gave me the biggest present. I don't know what it was, but he just saved me from something much worse. It doesn't matter what his intentions were. The bottom line is that the harm that he gave was a great benefit. So if we have, number one, emunah, that whatever happens is the absolute best, and number two, that a person is just acting as an agent of Hashem, we should technically be thanking him for doing what he did to us. This is a very tall order to put into practice. But the better we get at it, the happier we'll become. Have a great day.